page Lamed Gimel Parshas Vayikra, the pasuk says that on every korban mincha you should put melach on it. You should put salt on it. Goes on to say that there's a special bris, a special covenant when it comes to salt. And then the pasuk concludes, "Al kol korban chatakriv melach." And all of your korbanos, you should put salt on. So we're on page Lamed Gimel where it says Biramah towards the top, the first paragraph. Biramah Kasav. This is a very important source for us to introduce us to our topic. Biramah Kasav Shemitzvah Lahaniach Al Kol Shulchan Melach Kodem Shivtza. It's a mitzvah whenever somebody's going to break bread, Botzeah. Whenever somebody's going to say a motzi, it's a mitzvah to have salt on the table. Put it on the table, mitzvah to have it. Why? What's the reason for it? Now, it doesn't say to put it on the bread. Just says to have it on the table, put the salt there. Ki ha-shulchan doma le-mizbeach, because the shulchan that we have nowadays, our dining room tables, is similar to the mizbeach, which we have no longer. Uva-achila, and what we eat is like the korban. B'ne'amar, what does it say? Whenever you have a korban, al-kol korban cha-takri melech. On every korban, we should put melech. So just like on a korban, which is on the altar, we would have melech, we'd have salt. So too, nowadays, our mizbechot, our mizbeach, which is our shulchan, our table that we're eating on, we should also have salt. That's our sugya. We'll get into it. Hold the horses. That's our sugya, is salt on bread. We'll get into what if it's sitting there, what's going on there. We're going to have to unpack the sugya a little bit. One thing that we're not going to talk about, two things we're not going to talk about, which are also interesting, sugyas, it's the next topic in the Sefer, is how about Pesach? Do we put salt on our matzah, which is always entertaining, because if you put salt on the matzah, it bounces right off. And also, an interesting shaila is on Rosh Hashanah, when the minhag is to put honey, do you also put salt on the bread at the same time, on the different side? What are the inyanim there? We're not going to cover those topics. We're going to talk about all week, including Shabbos. So just to talk about salt in general, what's this melech bris? The Rashi there, on Lamed Dalet, towards the bottom right, two paragraphs in the bottom, Lamed Dalet, bottom right, it says, Barashi pirish ma'o melech bris. What's this concept that there's this covenant through the melech, through the salt? Shabris krusa le melech misheshis yimei breshis. There's a special bris that happened all the way back from the time of creation, from the six days of creation. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised the water, and the water that includes the salt, to be brought on the Mizbeach, the salt that we brought in every korban, and also the v'nisuch hamayim b'chag, and also to the nisuch hamayim. So all the time, when you bring a korban, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, water, don't worry, I'm going to bring the salt constantly on the Mizbeach, every korban, and also we'll do the nisuch hamayim. What's going on there? So the Rabbeinu Bachya brings a medrash and says, what happened when HaKadosh Baruch Hu divided up the upper waters and the lower waters? The lower waters complain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to be above, it's not fair to us, you're dividing us up, we're left out in the cold. And they said, we're coming up. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, to appease the waters, he says two things. He says, number one, there will never be a right for the waters above to sing Shira without your consent, based on a pasuk. So they need the consent of the lower waters in order to sing Shira, the upper waters. In addition, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'lo'od ela sha'atidim atem, that's what we just said before, that in addition, there will never be a korban that doesn't have melech, and also the nisuch hamayim will be one of the hakrava, one of the korbanos that's brought on sukkahs.
Let's get real. If the water didn't complain, what did they do? Bring their union in? What are they going to do if they complain?
The medrash goes through. The medrash says, oilanu shalazikinu masu hey izu paneim. They actually started going up. Ubaku tomos, ubik shulalos. They actually started making efforts to go. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're doing it for my covet. Okay, I'm going to appease you and I'm going to give you something. Okay, so that's one explanation of what this melech bris is. And another explanation, there are a number of them, but we're just going to go through a second one. Rabbeinu Bachya says it's a very practical thing. It teaches us derech eretz. Covet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like now here we should have something that's tasty for us. When we have a food, we have a feast, we have something. It should be so too when we bring, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is obviously not eating the korban, but we should make it as nice as possible for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it's teaching us Derech Eretz. We should treat a Kodesh Baruch Hu no worse, obviously, than we treat ourselves below. Okay, so to get back to this concept of that our shulchanos are like the mizbeach, the shibah le'aleket says that nowadays we don't have the mizbeach, our shulchan, our tables are like the mizbeach. There's actually a gemara that says that there's a school of arichus yamim is if you have a long meal. Have long meals, achirichus yamim. It explains as follows: Kol zman shebeis hamikdash
kayim, the oldest living
mizbeach
man on earth.
He's 112 years old, from Jew. He has a lot of Shabbat, a lot of long meals. Uh-huh. So,
because the people they shuffle the food down. They don't chew it. They don't digest it. They don't. In other words, if they eat slowly, they'll use their different organs that they have, like their teeth and the saliva, the enzymes in their saliva to digest the food, and then they'll probably utilize the food. Otherwise, it's like fast food.
Shoveling it down
and. Not very healthy.
All right, so that's the medical take on things. The other, the Gemara says, Kol zman shebeis hamikdash kayim, when we had a beis hamikdash, the mizbeach was mechaper. Nowadays, our tables are mechaper. What's the concept of our table? Mechaper, that we do mitzvahs, that we have guests. That acts as a kapara. We're doing tzedakah, we're doing gemilu chasadim. That acts as a kapara for avonis. That's one explanation. The other explanation is more on point on this week's parsha. There's a explanation of the pasuk that says that we are bring a karbanos mikem, from you. So there's one explanation that adam ki akriv karban mikem, that we're actually, when we're bringing a karban, we're bringing of ourselves. It's just not just an animal, but we have to envision that every part of that karban, the hakrav, the shechit, everything that's being done would have been us. That was in our place. If you think like the kaparas, like the this is in place of me, this chicken. This money is in place of me. Same thing with the korban. Nowadays, we don't have the korban to envision that this should be me, but thank God it's this animal that's the korban. But he says as follows, Rabbeinu Bachya, he says that the Yismach Moshe, he says that same thing when you have a meal. At least if you're having a meat meal, you should envision, this is my mizbeach, and it should be this piece of meat that is, it should be me, but I'm having this piece of meat instead. It would be me as the korban, and this is now the korban. Baruch Hashem, I'm having this piece of chicken and meat, and I should have in mind the tshuva process that we don't have nowadays with the mizbeach. Okay, so another interesting point, it says, I'll call korban chatakriv melach, in our pasuk, it says, on every korban you should takriv. It doesn't say lasim, lakachat. The hakrava, the actual melach, says the Mishnah Halacha, the salt itself is the korban. It's part of the korban is the melach itself. So three interesting, and this is a PS on this topic, is there three interesting corollary halachas that are brought to this concept that nowadays we don't have the mizbeach, but our shulchan, our tables are in place of the mizbeach. Number one, the Shaar HaTzion, written by the Chofetz Chaim, says Asher la'arad kina ala shulchan. It's prohibited to kill. We're on Lamed Zayin, right side, third paragraph down. The Shaar HaTzion says it's prohibited to kill a bug on our table. Why? We have to. The table is a form of kedusha. That's on mizbeach. We shouldn't be killing bugs on it. The Orach HaShulchan says also don't kill a bug on our table. She'ochlim alav chein lasot vodavar maus. Don't do anything disgusting on it because this is our mizbeach. So that's halacha number one as a corollary, not our main topic. But number two is oftentimes people say, parents especially say to the kids, don't sit on the table. Right? Don't sit on the, not because it's not the right thing to do. That's our mizbeach. Right? Anyone ever heard that? Don't sit on it. That's our mizbeach. So truth be told, the Sefer Hasidim doesn't say that. He says it applies. Don't sit on a table that is miyuchad, that's designated for svarim. That's the type of shulchan we sit in. And not every shulchan, not everyone, but nonetheless, there are those. The Yosef Ometz is goreis. He is goreis in that Sefer Hasidim that it applies to all different types of shulchanos. Don't sit on the shulchan because that's our mizbeach. So that's number two. Don't kill a bug. Number two. Don't kill a bug. Number two is don't sit on the table. And number three also, and another interesting halacha is that we are noig. Some people are noig that comes benching. We take the knives off the table or cover them up. And the concept is this is our mizbeach, just like the mizbeach Just like the Mizbeach, we can't use knives, we can't use metal to hew the Mizbeach. So too, we shouldn't, on benching, we are knowing to take the knives off the table. So the Kaf HaChaim says something interesting. He says, in the name of the Arizal, that nowadays we have to remove them. It's not enough to cover them up. Why? Because he says something as follows. The Mishu Meshorsh Kain, anyone who is the Shorsh of Kain, who has somehow his roots are in Kain, the murderer, he has to remove, it's not enough to cover it, he has to totally remove knives. Knives are used to kill. So nowadays we don't know who is Shorash Kain and Shorash Hevel. Shorash Hevel, if you're Shorash Hevel, you can leave it on the table. Shorash Kain has to take it off. Nowadays, because everything's mixed together, so he says everyone should be removing the knives.
Right, from Shabbos, right? Except Shabbos, right? Because we don't do any Kurbanos on Shabbos.
Right? Oh, you're talking about the knife? No, even the knife. I don't know. I didn't hear that.
Shabbos,
okay. All right.
Heck,
no.
Heck are we,
we know heck
we're to what?
Kurbanos on Shabbos.
Some people. Prevention, yeah. Okay, so now we're diving in.
I'm thinking of Hevel. Hevel had never chosen his skills. So, right? So how could you have the...
We're careful to do
that. Jesus of Hevel.
Yeah, how much do I know?
No, but it's the Shoresh. It's not that it's the genes. It's not a descendant of. Okay, so we're on Lamed Zion. We have to dive into our sugya now. The Gemara, left side where it says second paragraph down where it says the Gemara beBrachos Matzinu Safek Ima Melach or Lifta Nechshavim Letzorach Bracha. When it comes to our meal, we're having a meal. We're having bread. We're breaking bread. Is salt or liftan, literally, we would call it, I looked it up in the article what word they use for it. They call it relish, but I think that's somewhat misleading because relish is what you put on a hamburger or a hot dog. It's the green stuff made of pickle. So it literally means anything that you eat with bread. We'll call it relish, but it's not our Heinz type of relish that we think about nowadays. So what is it? What, is that letzorech bracha? Is it necessary when we're saying amotzi? Do we need salt or melech? So what's the nafkamina? I mean, what does it matter? So if somebody asks after saying amotzi lechamina aretz, please bring the salt. Please bring the relish. Is that a hefsek or not? If it's a hefsek, you gotta say the bracha again. But if it's not a hefsek, then you can keep on going. So this is a machlokus in the Gemara. Rav says it's a hefsek. If somebody says, after he said, amotzi lechem min haaretz, bring the salt, you have to say the brach again. That's a hefsek. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, afilu heviu melech, afilu heviu liftan, if somebody says, amotzi lechem min haaretz, hey, bring the salt, please. That is not a hefsek, because it's necessary. So it's tzorech bracha. It's necessary for the bracha. So that's a machlokas in the Gemara there. And because of that, because there is a shita, and this is actually how we paskin, that it is l'tzorach mitzvah. Somebody says, please bring the salt or relish, whatever it is, chumus, tachina, bring it on over. After saying amotzi, it's not considered a hefsek. So based on that, we're on Lamed Ches, on the right side, omuva. Towards the top, on muva b'gemora sham amarava bar shmua mishum rebichia ein abotzea rasha lipsoa adshi avyu melech o liftan lifnei kol echavecha. You're not allowed to say amotzi lechem min haaretz. Don't say a bracha, don't break bread until you prepare it properly. Preparations means not only having a knife, but have the salt, have the relish ready, amotzi lechem min haaretz, so you don't have to go looking for it at that point. It's the tzorach bracha. If you did say, if you forgot it, b'diavad, okay, then you can say bring it. But be prepared for it and have it ready to go. Now, there are two explanations in the Rishonim why we should have salt and or the relish ready. Number one, Rashi says why should we have it? Because it's a nice way to do the mitzvah. If we have tasty bread with salt, if we have hummus that we like, tachina, schug, whatever it is, that's a nicer way to do the bracha. That's according to Rashi. According to the Rambam, he brings a different reason why we should prepare the salt and the relish up front. He says because we don't want to have that hefsek, even though it's halachically not a hefsek, but it's not the ideal thing to do once you say amosi to start saying bring the relish, bring the salt. So he says prepare it up front so you don't have to speak after the bracha. Okay, now what's interesting here is we always have salt on our tables. There is no preference in this Gemara, salt versus relish. We don't have to have salt. It can be tchina, chumos, whatever we eat to make the bread taste good. That would be okay also. Now, the Amoro who said that you should prepare the salt or the relish. His name is Rava Bar Shmuel. The Gemara continues. We're on Lamed Tes, bottom right, where it says Begemara Bebrachos Mem Amud Aleph Muva. Rava Bar Shmuel, the same person who says you have to prepare up front, you have to have the relish and the salt ready to go. Ikla lebe Reish Galusa. He got to the house of the Reish Galusa, the head of the Golos in Bavel. Hotziu lo lechem, and they brought out lechem for him. Uberach Rava Hamotzi, and he said Hamotzi lechem in Aretz, and he cut the bread. He ate. Belohim tinachi vilo melech halifta, and he didn't wait until they brought. He just said, you have to have it ready. You have kazit sorach bracha. You should have your salt and you should have your relish. And here he's in the house of the Reish Galusa, and he himself says a mosi lachamin aris, and he doesn't wait for them to bring him relish or salt. So shalu oso im chazer b'midina. What, did you change your mind? You're the one who brings the shita. You have to have the salt or the pepper, the salt or the relish. And here you yourself aren't waiting for it. So he says as follows: leis dein sorach b'shash. This does not need. I don't need to wait for. What does that mean? This I don't need to wait for.
Boshesh.
It's the same one. Same word. So this doesn't need to be Bashash. This I don't need to wait for. So there are two explanations. This Rashi says, I don't have to wait. Bashash ikuv. I don't have to wait for it. Kilomar, he says, this bread is refined bread. Refined bread. It's not coarse bread. It's not bran bread. It's fine bread. When you have fine bread, you don't need to wait for salt or relish. Why? Because it already tastes good. Or we're not concerned that you're going to have a hefsek, that you're going to ask for the salt or the relish. This is already fine refined bread. This is angel's best, right? This is good stuff. This is teller bread. This is the real stuff. Whole wheat, but refined, right? So the Rambam brings a different reason. The Rambam says, when Rav Bar Shmuel says, this type of bread, I don't need to wait for, he says, even if it's not refined, it's coarse bread, but my intention is to eat it without salt or relish. That's also okay. It's a subjective criterion. If I have subjectively intent to not have salt, to not have relish, not a problem either. It's not required to have the salt or relish. Okay, mem. This is how we pass in the Shulchan Aruch. In the middle right side, where it says, Achena Shulchan Aruch Pasla Kebeya Rashi Baram. The Shulchan Aruch Pasla is as follows. Shalo Yipsa Shayivil Lefad HaMelech of Liftan. Don't say a mosi until you already have prepared the salt or the relish. However, he says, if you have refined bread, for example, it has been flavored with salt, or it has other flavorings, or it's refined, it's salted, or has other tavlinim, other spices, that's according to Rashi. Or even if it's coarse bread like the Rambam, but my intention is to have it without relish or salt, it's not required. Okay, that's what he says. Nonetheless, the Shulchan Aruch continues that if it wasn't brought, if you didn't have the salt and relish ready, it's not a hefsek. Hamotzi lechamin aretz. Oh, bring the salt, bring the relish. And the Taz adds on that this is the case even if you have refined bread and it doesn't need the salt. It doesn't need the relish because it's already good bread. It's still not a hefsek. It's not lechatchila to do it, to speak, but because it's letzorach lebracha, still it would not be a hefsek. Okay, where are we right now? We've said as follows. Thank you. We're on Mem Aleph. That's correct. 100% correct. So where are we right now? We've said that there's a concept of having either salt or relish, no preference between them. When we have bread, when we're breaking bread, have something. What's the concept here? Either to beautify the bracha or to ensure that we don't ask after the bracha. However, we paskin that it's not a requirement. If we have that's refined bread, or even if we have coarse bread that we're not intending, but we're not intending to have salt or relish, not a problem. So we don't really need anything. That nowadays our bread, it has salt in it. It's seasoned. It tastes good. It's refined. We don't need salt. We don't need relish. What's this concept that we are bringing salt on our tables to break bread? So Mem Aleph, right side, second paragraph down, where it says Bitosfos. Bitosfos is a very important Tosfos. Bitosfos Kasa. Da Anu Ein Anu Regilim Havi Al Hashulchan. Nowadays, says Tosfos, writing 800 years ago, we are not ragil to bring onto our tables lo melech v'lo liftan. This is not our custom. We don't bring salt. We don't bring relish. We don't do it. Mishum de pashal anu chashuv. Even 800 years ago, our bread is not the coarse bread that was discussed at the time of the Gemara. We have refined bread. We sift it. It comes out good. It's tasty. We add salt. We have tadlilim, spices. This is what the Gemara says. I don't need it. I don't need it if I have refined bread. Says Tosfos. Din doesn't apply then. It's even the Shulchan Aruch was 300 years later. But it doesn't apply nowadays, says Tosfos. We're no way to not do this. Mihu. Rabbi Menachem haya medaktik meod. Rabbi Menachem was very strict. Lahavi what? Melach al ha-shulchan. Not liftan, but melach. Here we go. This is to closer to our hearts. We relish. We never do. We do that as part of the meal. But for the hamotzi, we put bread. Ah, here we go. Here's our source. Rabbi Menachem was medaktik to have salt on the bread. Kedi isa b'medrash. This it says in the medrash. Kishi Yisrael yoshim al ha-shulchan. When Klal Yisrael is sitting on their table. Umamtinim ze et ze. Ad sheyitlu yadayim, they're waiting for each other to go and wash. Vehen b'lo mitzvahs, they have no mitzvahs they're doing. This one is going there, and some people already washed, and they're sitting. They're just waiting. They're not engaged in divrei Torah. They're just sitting there. They have no mitzvahs. Hasatan mekadrik aleim. The Satan is a kitruk, is prosecuting against them. Look, they're being mevatel's man. They're not doing. They're not having involved them in mitzvahs. And then he adds on ubris melach. Megin Alehem, and the bris melach that we started, the covenant with the salt, it protects them. We don't know what that means yet. What's interesting in this Tosfos, he's not saying we're dipping into bread with the salt, the bread into the salt. He's saying we have the salt on the table. That was his lashon. Medakta lahavi melach al shulchan. He would have it on the shulchan. Now the Ramah, next part, second paragraph down, where it says urei b'ramah. He brings both of them. The mitzvah, this is how we pass on the Shulchan Aruch. The min of them, it's a mitzvah. When we're going to have bread, and this is not only for Shabbos, we only do this on Shabbos, during the week also. Mm-hmm. Put the salt on the table. Two reasons that the Ramah brings the Shulchan Aruch. Tam Rishon, ki ha-shulchan do me'lim izbeach, v'achila ke'korban. So the shulchan is like a mizbeah, v'achila kekorban, and our eating is like a korban. V'ne'emar, nowadays we don't have the mizbeach, al kol korban chatakriv melach. So to hear, when we're having bread, we should have, just like the mizbeach that has salt on it, we also have salt on our table. And at the second time, shumegin mina poranios, that it protects us from how we say poranos, like not disaster, but
punishment.
Punishment. Good.
From bad things.
From punishment. It's protect us. So we're gonna have to understand what is exactly going on there. The poranos is there are no mitzvahs, but we'll give an explanation. So the Maisa, the Arizal, adds on what we see in the Ramah is simply have the salt on the table. Have the salt sitting there. However, the Minhag Yisrael Torah, written by, it's a beautiful, beautiful sefer, written by a Rav, I think he passed away, in Borough Park, and he brings that the Arizal disagrees with the Ramah on three parts of it. Number one is that not only do we bring, so the Arizal says, not only do you have it sitting on the table, but you have to use the salt. That's number one. Number two that he has on is, it's not enough to use it once. You have to dip three times. Three times. Al pi Kabbalah, it's used three times, the salt. Dip, dip, dip. And number three, he says, how the Arizal disagrees with the Ramah, that it's actually the lechem, the bread that has to be dipped into the salt, and not vice versa. We don't sprinkle the salt on the bread. We take the bread and we dip the challah into the salt. There's a sefer Derech Seudah that brings a beautiful explanation for that. He says that the salt represents midas hadin, bread represents midas rachamim, chesed, midas rachamim. And what we want to do is we want the rachamim to control, to be on top of the din, and not put the din on top of the rachamim. So beautiful, beautiful explanation. So what we're doing is, according to the Rizal, is we're taking the challah, we're dipping the challah into the salt, and we're dipping it three times. An interesting point, that the Kaf HaChaim says it's a mitzvah on the wife to prepare the salt on the table. Not the husband, it's a mitzvah on the wife. And he brings an explanation based on a Rashi that Rashi says that why was Lot's wife punished? And she was turned into a pillar of salt. What does Rashi say? Why? She cheaped out. She didn't want to do a mitzvah. Achnas asachim. She wasn't willing to give salt to the people.
So I'll give you the essentials, but I'm not giving,
Giving you salt. I'm not going to do it. She cheaped out on the salt. It's based on that. She was her mida kenegan mida was that she was turned into a pillar of salt. So too nowadays, I guess it's a quasi tikkun. It's the wife that puts the salt onto the table of bread. But to say it's a beautiful concept. That's saying I'm a balas chesed. I'm here to do the mitzvah for the orchim as good as can be done. It's a beautiful concept.
Well, salary comes from salt. The Roman soldiers were paid in salt.
In salt. Interesting. Oh, very interesting. Okay, so the Mishnah halachas, to go back to the question, what's this puranios? What's the salt that's on? And it's based on the tosfos that we want to have it, and it's why? Because of the bris melech and because of the puranios. So he brings a beautiful explanation of Menashe Klein. He says there's a Mishnah in Avos, a famous Mishnah Avos. It says, if there are three people that are eating together on a table, v'lo amru alav divrei Torah, and they didn't have divrei Torah. It's as if they are eating sacrifices of the mace. Shenamar, kikol, we're on the top of Mem Gimel, top right side. Kikol shulchanos maluki. All of these shulchanos are full of vomit. Soa, bilimako. Pasuk in Yeshayahu. Aval shlosha sha'achlu ke'achat. However, if you do have three people eating together, v'amru alav divrei Torah, and they did say divrei Torah, kilu achlu mishulchano shel makom, as if they're eating the shulchan. This is on mizbeach. It's as if they're eating on the mizbeach. Shenemar vaydaber elai ze hashulchan shel lifnei Hashem. That's, by the way, he's talking about the mizbeach in Yecheskel. Talking about the mizbeach that he's having a nevuah. Just learned it with my daughter recently, so that's the only reason I know Baruch Hashem. So it's having a nevuah about the Bayit Sheni. What's the structure of the Bayit Sheni going to be? Ze Hashulchan is referring to the Mizbeach that will be built in Bayit Sheni. So if we have three people that don't have Divrei Torah, it's Kiyu Sh'achlu Zivchei Meisim. Then, however, on the other hand, if we have three people saying Divrei Torah, it's like you're on the Mizbeach. It continues. Even two, you have the Shechina Torah B'nayim. So, Behine, here's the explanation. Mem Gimel, even one person, it says the same. Behine B'sha'a Shenot Lim Yadayim. Everyone have it? Mem Gimel, top right, second paragraph. Behine B'sha'a Shenot Lim Yadayim. This is explaining that Tosla. When we had Netilas Yadayim B'amachal Al HaShulchan, and the food is sitting, there for Yisrael Yoshim Al HaShulchan. And everyone is just sitting, because Man Zeh Ein B'nayim Divrei Torah. They can't say Divrei Torah because they're not allowed to speak. They washed already. It looks like it's fulfilling the first part of the Mishnah, that there's no Divrei Torah. This is like the table that's full of vomit. It's a terrible thing. No mitzvah is going on. That's why we bring the salt. We're showing this food that we're about to have, bebechinas korban, this is a korban that we're about to have. We're preparing a korban. That's, we have the salt here. The salt is for a korban. At the time we had a base of mikdash, it was the korban that was mechaper. Nowadays, it is our shulchan that is mechaper. So we're saying the satan can't be mekatre because this is our mitzvah. This is our mizbeah. This is the salt that we have to remind him that we're about to be engaging in, and the salt is part of the mitzvah, part of the korban. So that's why we have the salt even at that time. It's a nice explanation there. Okay,
it's right. It's pretty clear though that if it's 50% of people don't do it, you should put the bread into the salt rather than the salt in the bread.
It's based on the Ramah. The Ramah was in Makbid, and then the result says it should be that way. I'll pick Kabbalah.
People don't think about it more than anything.
Yeah, so we're here, we're at tell people.
Well, I said so, but it's clear.
You see people that they think it's from the
fears. And they don't touch it. So one last point.
Three times.
One last point. We're on Mem Hei, left side. Second paragraph from the bottom. It says, Achen gam minhag chasam sofer. Chasam sofer says that this concept of putting salt on the table is not done Friday night. Not on Friday night. Why? Shlo letavel b'melach b'lel Shabbos. V'tamo. What was the reason of Chasam Sofer? Sharei b'layla ein ma'kriving korban rakas ein morim. What do we bring at night? At night, we don't bring a korban. We have the tami shal shachu, we shal mitzal bein arbaim. But then the ein morim, the leftovers, is what you put over. But when you have it, going into Shabbos, we can't put on what we had left over from Erev Shabbos on Shabbos. Brings the pasuk Ola Shabbos b'Shabbato. We the Ola of Shabbos is on Shabbos. V'lo Ola's Chol b'Shabbos. We can't bring the Ola from before on Shabbos. So in other words, we're not bringing Korbanos Friday night. There's not no Korban. If Korban in the morning, we have Tamid Shal Shachar. But there's no Korban. There's no Emorim. There's nothing going on the Mizbeach. So because of that, there was no salt on the Mizbeach Friday night. Also, our tables reflect the korbanos, and we have no salt.
No night, there's no korban at any night, is there?
No, but you have the emurim that would continue into the night. But here we couldn't, because it was from the day, so it wouldn't continue. So he was of the view, Chassam Sofer, not Friday night, we don't put salt on it. There are those that are trying to be miyashah. There's a kovetz called Torah that says miyashah, diyichat tachin, shimagino, our minag is al pishitas re'eh. That it wasn't only on the part that was on the Mizbeach that we put the salt on, but also the chelek that went to the Kohanim, the chelek of the Balim, so there were parts of the Korban that were we did have Korbanos.
Also, you had the mitzvah stone.
So they're trying... So they try to be miyashiv that Friday night.
Don't you think that since the end of the Great Assembly, when they readjusted everything out of the Korban, if we make the table... Sad Friday night's the main night that they do it. So, I mean, it's not too big of a stretch to say we're going to put the salt on Friday night because that's the Shabbos meal. So, I mean, they could
yes, as well. But if it's supposed to reflect the Korban...
I got it, but we've changed the system. It's not the Korban. Then, it's Kobo. It's like the Korban. It's like the...
I hear.
So it's like the Korban you do with this.
Kilo. Kilo. So we're going to leave as an open... As an open question, because even the Yishuv that says, at least there were other parts of the Korban, not the Korban itself, but the Chelek that was brought eaten by the Kohanim, that would there are others that are asked on that. It says, but I'll call Korban Chatavikriv Melech. There were only Makbin on the Korban that needs Melech, not the other parts of it. If we're trying to imitate the Korban, then the Chassam Sofer is correct. It would not be Friday night. Friday night we don't have Melech. On the Korbana, so it's an open question. Some over the obviously the Minhag Olam is to have salt on Friday night and Shabbos day. So I believe I haven't seen anyone know egg that way, but I'm sure there are people out there. Okay, to recap real quickly, we started out by saying that every Korban has Melach, but then we went into the issue of first there's a concept not only Melach but also Liftan and Melach to both have relish and salt, and the concept wasn't related to the Korbanos, but in fact it was relating to doing the bracha, the mitzvah, in a more beautiful fashion, or to ensure that after we say amotzi, that we shouldn't be talking even on a bidyevet level, even though it's not a hefsek, and we wouldn't have to be choser on the bracha, but still prepare in advance to have the salt or the relish ready on the table. But then we saw that Tosfos says, nowadays we're not Nohig that way because we have refined bread, we have salted bread, and in addition we have the Shita of the Rambam that even if you want to have coarse bread, but you don't have to, if you don't want to have salt, you don't have to, but nonetheless, Tosfos says that Rabbeinu Menachem was makbid still to have salt on the table, and he brought a couple reasons, al korban chatakrif melach, number one, just like the korbanos, it's specifically salt, we've done away with having the relish, and number two, so we can have response to the Satan that's Mekatrik, that's prosecuting, saying we have no mitzvahs going on at the time, to say we are. This is in of itself, having the Suuda is a mitzvah because our tables are in place of the Mizbeach. Just like the Mizbeach had salt, now too we are having salt on our Suuda. And that's even if we're not involved in Divrei Torah at a given time, it's this, the salt in of itself is the Korban. So I think this adds a lot of meaning to the Minhagim. But again, we have a few differences between the Ramah, who says simply to have the salt on the table, and the Arizal says it's not simply to have it, but it's to use it, it's to dip it three times, and in addition to be makbi, to dip the kala into the salt, and not vice versa. Okay. A quick word on Parsha. There's it says in the pasuk Daber at the beginning of the Parsha, pasuk Beis Daber al Bnei Israel Amarta Leim Adam Ki Apim Mikem Korban Hashem. When you bring a korban from you, it should be Korban Hashem. So the Kli Yakar says Benir the Farsh Raza LaHazir. It's coming to warn us: those who are makriv korbanos, don't make two mistakes. this pasuk is coming to teach us there are two mistakes that we would be prone to make, and we're learning from the mistakes to avoid the mistake that Cain made and the mistake that Hevel made. What was the mistake that Cain made? So he says when it came to Cain, Cain made the mistake that he brought something that was lacking. He brought a sheep, he brought something from flax. And really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the concept of karbanis is very interesting. The concept of karbanis is to bring something with life in it. To bring an animal is the concept, because ki akriv mikem, we have to remember, as I mentioned before, that this korban is in my place. So that's the concept of it. And Cain blew it. He brought something subpar. He brought something that didn't have any life in it. It wasn't something that you can say, this is in place of me. But he brought something that's inanimate, and that's not the concept of a korban at all. So he says, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you can bring a mincha, that's not the ideal thing, a korban mincha in place of a behemah. The ideal is to bring a behemah. So that's what we learn from to avoid from Cain, that a korban really should be something that is in place of us. And what we have to avoid from the mistake of Hevel af al pi shevi mebechoras, he brought the best, right? He brought of the best, he brought an animal. But what he was lacking, and that what Cain had, is he didn't bring it of his own initiative. He brought it because his brother brought it. And he saw that his brother had the initiative. Oh, there's a good idea. And he followed along. It was more like peer pressure that he followed along and did it. And what we learn from that is we have to learn from Hevel. Hevel made the mistake. We have to learn from Cain that when we want to do a mitzvah, when we want to bring a korban, when any mitzvah, it shouldn't be because somebody else is doing it or because we feel peer pressure to do it, but it should be that it is initiated because of our desire to do it. So we learn something from Hevel, and we learn something from Kyle, and we learn to avoid something from Hevel, and we learn to avoid something from Cain. And that's what he says in explaining, Atam ki akriv mikem, when you bring it, bring it from yourself, bring it from your initiative, and bring it as a korban la Hashem, in the ideal way, something that has chia, something that has life, that represents who we are.
Sure. Shabbos. No class next.